one, check two. All right, all right. Good morning, everybody. The new DLive updates have been great. I just hit start streaming and immediately started streaming. I didn't used to do that. So that's awesome. Good morning. Today, we have episode 803. New York goes full masktard. George takes a ride and Amy has a dream. It's going to be a good one for you today. As you can see, I'm joined by my sidekick Bear, who has decided to, obviously, succumb to the suggestions by Andrew Cuomo. Why? Because they have a blackmail file on old sidekick Bear here. He used to freebase a lot of cocaine, and he's, let's just say, he's dipped in his toe into some very questionable chat rooms. All right. But we do have correspondents on the front lines ready to tell us exactly what's happening in New York. Where do we got my guy? We have bears everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. All right, front lines, Jack Bear. Talk to me.
All right, guys, so there's a new thing going on in New York State. Everybody has to wear face masks. It's a mandate from an executive order by Governor Cuomo.
Whoa.
This is something that we have to do now. And his team, his staff, and all of his researchers have been working hard on this to make sure that this is the correct move for us to do as citizens of New York State. You know, whether that be in small towns upstate or in the metropolis of New York City, it's all the same. And we know that, you know, they're doing the best they can. We got to trust them. We got to do what they tell us.
Of course.
And to that point, he's been really involved, I know, the governor, in making a very particular face mask. I guess New York State is going to be the first ones to offer this, specifically for the filtration of the air around your nose area to best help with that. So their first, it's like the prototype design is just out now. I've got one here. I think they work great.
Fantastic. They're,
they come in different sizes. This is the extra small version. I think it works great, but as long as we trust our government and do as they tell us, we're going to be fine. This is no big deal. We'll make it through this. It's going to be fine. This will only last a couple more, you know, maybe 5-6 more months, and then we'll be through it.
It's the least you can
do. So just, you know, go with it, guys. It'll all be okay. So remember, wear your face masks when you're out in public and keep a minimum of 25 feet away from your closest friends and relatives. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, brother. Bears everywhere. So that's a great mask to wear if you're forced to wear a mask, because that's... You can also blend in physically with the people that are making these absurd orders. By the way, these orders are all suggestions. You don't have to wear a mask, just to let you guys know that. But if you feel like Governor Cuomo, the nipple-pierced psychopath, is your authority, feel free to wear a mask, but make sure you blend in with the people who made the mask, so get one of those. That would rock. I want one of those so I can wear it. Yes. The guy crushes. Yeah, you want to see him sing Hallelujah with his girlfriend? And then we'll get back to the hilarity. I really enjoyed this a lot. Her voice is very etheric. All right, where is it? Song. And this is the version of the Russians. Legendary. By the way, that dude that just gave us the breaking report from the front lines, piano player, Ob. Tartarian crushing. Thank you for guiding me since birth, for every day I'm on this earth, for love and world and blessings, for your Preparing Empire. Empire, men and women making harmony together. You guys crush. I cut it a little early. They had a loving embrace. Yeah, for the squirt boys out there, and I'm about to play you a montage of what it means to be a squirt boy. What you just witnessed was a man and a woman harmonizing together. It's what you believe you're doing with your pornography, but it isn't. Kyneton Bear made this montage. And then I got some more good stuff for you guys today. Where is the squirt song? Here we go. Kyneton Bear put some visuals to it because Kyneton Bear is a sick bastard. This is Squirt by Johnny Cash, sung by Owen Benjamin.
I squirted myself today because I felt real sad. I focused on the dirty movie. The porn star's name was Brad. The TP, the tissues make a pile. The old familiar sight. Try to whack it all away. But I know squirting is not right.
So intense, so beautiful. Tartarian Empire.
What have I become? I just drain all my cum. Everyone I know runs away from me. The Grabbler can have it all.
Aziz the sleaze from Japanese.
I only can say how dare you when confronted with an actual man.
Tartaria.
I wear an absurd mask because someone said the word Wuhan. Wuhan, what's next? Beneath this, the stains of time. Don't have to change that one. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. Ugh. And all the squirting made me queer.
Oh, Kyneton Bear. Kyneton Oso. These images are truly disturbing.
Drained of my cum.
Hey, look, it's an image of one of my trolls.
Every squirt I do pays the Jew in Timbuktu.
We're saving Timbuktu for last.
And you can have my balls. My empire of squirt.
Squirting.
I pull my pants down.
Oh, Kyneton Bear. Oh, is that a picture of Nick Fuentes?
If I could squirt again. Ugh. A million times today.
And get trying to squirt.
I would
all porno is gay porno. Well done, Cotton Genoso. Well done indeed. Although some of those images were really horrifying. So this morning George got out. He always makes a run for it. And then I go get him. It's a game that he now has imprinted in his mind. And it's my fault for pursuing him when he was a puppy. He's become a very good dog. But it's a game. It's cemented in there. It require a lot of deprogramming to get him to stop. But just to let... But every time George comes back on my four-wheeler, it's so funny that I filmed it this morning. So George took a run, and this is George returning from his adventure. Yes, he has two different color eyes. Here's Georgie boy. Return of a hero. George returns to Ursa Manor. I'm going to play it again, but this time I'm going to set it up different. Okay, so as the despair merchants on YouTube tell everybody that they're going to end up in a FEMA gulag, and meanwhile at Ursa Manor, like during the same time period, this is happening in my area. George is a very good boy. Yeah, George is like, I bolt just for the ride back so I can get all the smells. Right there, that was basically a dog freebasing smelling. He's like, most dogs smell, but when I'm on the four-wheeler, I get to freebase the smell. I do big, what are those things called when people mix? I don't even know. What's the drug lingo for it? It's called, he speedballs the smells. All right, so now on to a video from my wife this morning. Here we go.
Woo-hoo. Greenhouse is looking good. Even my little, let's see, where'd they go? My hot peppers are growing, which I always have trouble with. So.
All right, I wanted to, Amy had a dream last night. It was a powerful dream. I wanted to tell you guys about it. Cause she told me, she was like, I had this dream last night. I think it was a sign from God. And I was like, go on. Cause this isn't normal, morning coffee discussion. She said she had a dream that a professor was speaking out about what was happening and they burned him and everyone knew that he was good and no one spoke up. And she said that that was a sign that she should be more vocal about what she believes. And I'm very supportive of that. I think that's awesome. Because in these times, you will be getting signs and dreams and stuff like that. Oh, it might be night to dream and get signed. You know, she had a very vivid dream. She doesn't usually have dreams that vivid. And she said that a good professor was speaking the truth and they burned him. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, they burned him. They burned the building. And everybody knew who did it and why, and no one said anything. And she was like, that was a sign that I should say what I believe. And I was like, nice. It's a scary dream. Only if you're a squirt boy, K.O. Bear. Anyway, it's a great dream. It's a sign. Yeah, life's been getting pretty good lately, man. It's like, I was talking about this on the stream last night about how, like, this is the first spring I've ever witnessed where I'm seeing all the blooming and the trees changing, and I can hear the birds and I can smell pollen and stuff. It's like I'm alive for the first time in my whole life. And I know I'm not the only one feeling that. That was Amy? Amazing. Yeah, yeah. She crushes. My eyes to burning in the building part. She didn't have a dream of a dude burning to death. Forget it. Next time I will keep the dreams to myself. If that's okay with Harry Bear. He went on the front lines of the anti-square movements. Oh, but see, let's discuss some multi-layers of something here. Okay. Poland may start sending teachers to jail for turning kids gay. Supporters say sex ed classes groom and familiarize children with homosexuality. Okay, my first instinct, as all of yours, probably is based, awesome, yeah, throw them in jail, yada, yada. What I'm now realizing about how the media works with the government is this is a test of intention. And hear me out. I know, my first instinct is great, yes. The Faustian bargain always is they make you beg for something and then they flip it on you, you know? And so this is it. Every time you see, and I'm just helping you guys decode. I know baseball, I get it, but just hear me out. There is another level to this. When they say may, they're gauging the public's reaction. And this has nothing to do with homosexuality. It has to do with putting teachers in jail. The answer is homeschool your kids. Don't allow the government to teach your kids. I know this is not a very popular opinion, given that we're thirsty people waiting for this to happen. Yes, finally, they're going to put them in jail for... No. What they're trying to get your consent on is putting teachers in jail. And if you give that to the machine, they won't do it the way you want them to. I've seen this pattern now over and over and over and over and over again. The answer is don't let the government teach your kids. You were totally on target, Baby Bear. Thank you. Good observation. Yeah, yeah. And I know that people would be like, we're waiting for them to put them in. No. They're always testing. They're always saying, like, will you beg for it? Every time you have the government do what you're supposed to do, you lose something. And so when right now I realized that the public schools were teaching sodomy and grooming children for homosexuality. That's the truth. So we're going to homeschool because we're going to reclaim ground. We're going to reclaim our responsibility, our accountability, and our power and our influence over our children. If you let the government put teachers in school based on what they teach, they're going to use it against you every time. And the way this build up and release squirt boy cycle works is they will make it so people are begging for that. Pedophiles make more pedophiles. Right. This is next level thinking. But hey, look, it's Red Pill Rooster coming in to agree with me. Hey, Red Pill Rooster. The government equals Faustian dealer. Everything's Faustian. You know, universal healthcare. What does that mean? Now the government is your doctor. You know, build the wall. What does that mean? A wall around your house and your face. Dude, I'm telling you, this sounds crazy, but it's how it works, where it's like the Faustian deal was an ancient thing that people knew, where if you sold your soul for a Lamborghini, you'd have no gasoline. You sold your soul for eternal life, you get a life sentence in prison. You sold it. This is how, and I think it takes a comedian to see this because it's a joke format. Joe Rogan did unspeakable things to become to be seen as the face of masculinity, and then everyone realized he was a midget. You understand? And then you live in an eternal upside down. They invert everything. Right. It's the same as the article that starving kids in South Africa are trying to get you to root against the starving. Dude, and the word root. And here's the thing that some advice to a lot of Christians. Christianity is awesome. But watch out for them trying to make you feel bad or root against, and the word root is important, farmers. You know, they'll make normal farming practices, they'll call it witchcraft, because they want to control your food supply. That's something to watch out for. Actual witchcraft, actual destruction of the innocent, actual violations of God's law is not that. Like, if you see people harmonized with the sky clock and herbs and growing seasons and stuff like that, that isn't Satanism. They want to keep you from that because they don't want you in control of your own roots, your own food. So again, that's just more advice I have for you guys. Just realize the word propaganda has the word pagan. No, it's to propagate, propaganda, to grow. Plant, and here's the thing, propaganda isn't bad. You should do it too. Plant your own seeds. Yeah, Faustian deal. Oh, we want to let you tap into new financial markets and give you new opportunities. What is that? I'm rooting for you, Big Bear. Thank you. There isn't, it's not one or the other. You can have what is called pagan farming practices and walk around barefoot and pay attention to the spring. I'm seeing it all over the place. That isn't a threat to Christianity at all. It isn't the upside down. It's your roots. Pagan is mostly just connection with nature. Right, but then you have people that make it into a religion where they, you know, do unspeakable acts. And it's so easy to spot if you see it. It's like, we must sacrifice this baby. Okay, here's a rule of thumb for sacrifice. Only the person doing it can sacrifice. You can, if you make a sacrifice, it has to be yours alone. If someone makes a sacrifice of someone else or something that other people have, it isn't a sacrifice. That's tyranny. A sacrifice is your time, your energy, like that, you know? I sacrifice, like Amy sacrifices her sleep for her children, right? Because it's hers. Anything outside of your domain is not a sacrifice. It's an act of tyranny. It's homicide. It's a sacrifice when it hurts you, right? And when people go, yes, but if I kill this child, it hurts me too because I'm fond of the child. It's not yours to give up. It's not yours. And it's so when you understand this, you see it so clearly. It's like they want you. And why would they do this? Why would they try and make pagan roots seem evil? Because they want to control your food. That's why child sacrifice is an oxymoron. Exactly. Exactly. Protect the child. You have no right, you have no natural right to hurt a child as a sacrifice that you do. It's insanity. It's literally the upside down of everything true and good. What is the worst animal dung on bare feet? Well, I don't know. Why don't you ask Carrie Bear? He's got all the answers today. I want to say preach, but I know you're not a religious figure. Yeah, you can say that though. You can say that to anybody. And it's not one or the other. You know, if you see somebody being like, it's this time of the year, so that means we do this. And your first instinct is pagan. Oh, no, that's witchcraft. No, that's somebody in control of their own food. And it makes you a better Christian to do that. It makes you better at your ethereal connection, you know. And it's so obvious when you see it. It's like this crazy trick where they want to cut off your feet, you know? They want to cut off your feet and make you disavow your heritage. Oh, well, my ancestors used to, you know, do this, that, or the other thing. Oh, that's all pagan. We had to correct all that. No, that's how they got food and medicine. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and definitely heard some shit on the Daily Wire Crowder, haha. I don't know what that means. I like that dude, though. I'm assuming he's not starting shit. We start our garden on Good Friday. That's cool. Awesome. They've turned preach into a derogatory term. Exactly. Everyone should preach. Yeah, it's and they is us. It's the emptiness inside everybody. You know, they make you beg for it. It's all so fascinating, man. But I'm going to keep making you guys laugh. So true. I've been going on walks now barefoot. I need to reconnect to the ground. Yeah, dude. And people will say, oh, that's evil. Are roots evil? Are the roots of my fruit trees evil? Come on, man. No, I mean, how do you, dude? And the reason is so obvious. It's food. Rooted people don't put maxi pads on their face to hide themselves from. That dude behind me? Sidekick Bear? Look at him. Do you want to end up like that? He's an Anglican minister. And look at what he put on his face. I can't wait to buy some land. Just connect wherever you are, man. You can do this in an apartment complex. Like, look at a bee. Look at, like, a flower. Just, dude, it's everywhere. Like, right now, I really believe one of the reasons that all this fear is happening is because people can't handle the beauty and the truth of it. Like, okay, people that still believe in NASA are being tortured. Like, let's check out some of this stuff. Like, look at this. Is this crazy enough yet for people? The moon may have stretched early Earth into a potato shape. Potato anus. When the moon first formed, it orbited our planet much more closely, causing bizarre effects like extremely quick rotation and a weird shape, like a potato. Written by Robin George Andrews. Robin George? So, again, like this type of stuff, like, start there and then look at the medical field, then look at government and stuff like that. But is that crazy enough yet? Where the moon made Earth a potato? For an anus? For Uranus? Uranus? They have a planet called Uranus. Potato anus. The intro to Murder by Injection talks about our roots from different plants can help with sickness. Right, right. Totally, dude. And when people are like, oh, valerian root helps you sleep. And they're like, oh, that's witchcraft. No, no, no. Witchcraft is them stabbing a needle in your arm and injecting something Bill Gates made in a laboratory from swine. That's literal witchcraft. The actual, like, what I just described is actual witchcraft. People saying that God's creation, like a valerian root or something like that, or sage or something like that, that can help you. Your health, help you sleep, help this, help that. If you go, oh no, that's Satan. So what are you gonna do? I'm gonna go into the doctor, and he's gonna take a metallic object and he's gonna shove it into my vein, and he's gonna inject a liquid full of mercury, aluminum, and cells pulled from dead baby fetuses, all true, and pigs. And he's gonna inject it in me, and I'm probably gonna get sick, and it's gonna give me no benefit at all. That's good. Okay, do you see it yet? So then people say, oh no, if you look at roots and leaves and stuff and herbs and stuff, you're of the devil. Really? Really? You think that's the devil, or you think it's the people that want to inject animal DNA made to you by a eugenicist murderer named Bill Gates? Who wants to lower the population of the world down to 500 million people. Micro soft. The devil is mocking Bill Gates with his little tiny limp dick. The name of his company is Micro Soft. Micro Soft. Would you like to see a picture of Bill Gates? I believe that the way someone lives starts affecting their spine and hands. For those of you just listening, Bill Gates literally has a hunchback and he's rubbing his hands frantically like a grabber who sees gold. Okay, like you can visually see the crooked nature of people. He's not straight, micro soft. His penis is small and limp. You know, if I had a company, it would be called Macro Hard. Macro Hard. Because of my man's cock, unlike Microsoft over here. Yeah, he's got $1 billion. Okay, whatever. He's got a crooked spine, a grabby hands, and a Microsoft cock. And he wants to be inside of everybody. But see, since he has a Microsoft cock, he's going to use a needle, and it's going to be filled with pig cells. Meanwhile, Macro Hard over here, Macro Hard, this guy's crushing. Do you guys like my hat? I picked it up in Wuhan, China. Micro Chode. Big laughs on that one. Nice. Bill was born a chick. Microsoft. Bill Gates has a sissy Mickey. Thank you, Papa J Bear. Everybody support Papa J Bear on YouTubes. He will, he'll put his link in the chat. That could be a pedo reference, Microsoft. No, I think it's about his dick. Because you got to understand, when you serve evil, when you serve the emptiness, the devil, Shaitan, he mocks you endlessly. It's the upside down. It's a perfect, you know, I would direct you to all my videos that all got taken down. They're all on BitChute, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. There's an episode called The Devil's Punchline. Rewatch that. I've been saying this shit for years, but now I'm starting to get more clarity on why. So the devil makes you, you know, when you reach out, like this right here, this is a trap. And I this is the type of trap I would fall for. Poland starts sending teachers to jail. May starts sending teachers to jail for turning kids gay. They're trying to get consent to send teachers to jail. And nothing to do with homosexual grooming. And someone like me typically is like, yeah, save the kids. He's grooming. Put them in. No, no, no. The government has no morality. It has no soul. If you give the government the ability to do something, they'll do it. And they're not going to stop at homos. The Patriot Act was classic. Oh, we got to go find these Muslims that took down these towers. Yeah, yeah, of course. Now we can find anyone we want. It's like, oh, no. And growing, and that's why you need roots to actually have a time frame and a memory and to say, hindsight is 2020. Yeah, but at this point, if people don't realize this, it's because it's intentional. You don't have roots. You're too etheric. You're too just floating around. If someone at this point is like, but this time the government's going to be a straight shooter. There's just no... Micro Magic Johnson, hilarious. The government is a corpse, a dead entity. Right, and they want to make you that. They want consent. Right, they want us to beg for it. Yeah, put those teachers in jail. For what? They can shift now. It's the same with the Patriot Act. It's the same with universal health care. What kind of health care? From the CDC? From Bill Gates? That's who's in control of my body now? No. And you don't need masks. You don't, so the sun is so bright. You can go off a loan, guys. You don't need to, isn't that $1,200 just a loan to be paid with interest? No. The stimulus check is fine. Just don't get addicted to it. Don't, it's your money anyway. You already gave it to the stupid government. They want you to beg for it. The banks giving loans you don't have to pay back, don't even think about getting involved with that. Those people, there's no such thing as a loan you can't pay back. But the government took your money anyway. Take some back. But just don't be like, man, I really need that $1,200 this month, because then they have you. They own you. They need you to do it. If you make the choice to detach and say, you know what? It's not the government's job to put these grooming pedos in jail. And I know that sounds crazy. You reconnect with your right to raise your own kids and be like, yeah, no, thank you. And then they go, oh, we can't put teachers in jail, because they're not going to put, they could easily just put teachers in jail to teach flat earth. Oh, mentally ill teachers. Don't give a machine human rights. You have to take it back. You have to say, no, no, thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you. I don't want universal healthcare. I want my own healthcare. I want to be able to make my own decisions. I got back $1,200 in my taxes yesterday. Bingo. If you've ever given the government money and they give it back to you, it's because they're repaying the debt to you. If someone wants to give you an interest a loan, you know, if a bank is doing, the bank is not that. The bank doesn't tax you. My teacher is a queefer. I use foreskin reparations for a distiller and a revolver. I love it. I love it. Dude, yes. Don't, this is $1,200 to buy another gun. Thanks, Corona. Bingo. But it's your money anyway. You got to keep your mental straight where it's like, okay, that isn't a gift from the government. Don't say thank you. That's yours. The government should say thank you for letting us borrow this. And I mean that. These things matter. Like, one man with God is the majority. And that's real, dude. Bill Gates makes you ill, not healthy. Just say no, thank you. Right, right. Central banking. Why don't you let us, you know, they'll manufacture all these, like, catastrophes, you know, Great Depression, all that. It's like, why don't you let us handle it? Oh, yeah, that's the least. You're here to help us. And then look what happened. They destroyed the dollar. They destroyed the markets. School, why don't you let us teach your kids? You got plenty on your plate. And now they're grooming them for homosexuality. They're doing the worst possible job. Possible. And sure, there's base teachers. There's teachers that are blooming within the beast, and it's beautiful to see. The beast is losing control. There's many teachers, many military, many cops. All these people write to us. They're bears. I'm not saying I'm in the beast too right now. Everybody is. Everybody. I'm wearing a shirt and a rights badge. I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm saying. It's not that teachers are bad or cops are bad. It's it's a machine. Where what rights do you want to give them? You know, what happened with Common Core and all that? It took rights away from teachers. Teachers used to be able to make more of their own decisions. Doctors used to be able to make more of their own decisions. When people beg for the nothing, when they say, I want to give up my responsibilities and my freedoms, you know, it's like, you don't need guns. You have cops. You don't need a voice. You have the media. You don't need to understand your own healthcare. You have Bill Gates. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when you do that, they don't give it back unless you take it back personally. You know, not with violence, but with will. It's all real. All right, $1,200 per taxpayer, $500 each child. Great, I'm looking forward to mine. I'll buy more rice paddy hats. The Bard setting it full right now. Yeah, I just got $4,900 of my own money back from the government. Exactly, exactly. Because you don't want to be angry and twisted and rageful. And all. You want to be rooted where it's like, oh, it's about time they start giving me some of my money back. Because they can't manipulate and twist a man that is rooted. You know, they can't manipulate. They can only manipulate and twist. It's like, oh, this is government. I got to freak out. Like, they can just take that. It's a machine. They can just take it and just use the energy and just put it anywhere they want. Right? You see it yet? It's clear as day when you see it. I took my $4,000 and bought a greenhouse. That's it, man. That's it. And it's not government sponsored. You got some of your money back to be more self-sustaining. Amy's dream sounds like what happened to E. Michael Jones. Yeah, it's what happens to all of us. Unless there's good people. And I'm blessed to have good people that witnessed the burning of me. And they stayed by me. And they kept crushing. They did what Amy was told to do in her dream. You know? And people take everything so literally because of Hollywood. You know, it's like, oh, burning flesh, that might smell bad. I'm scared. Time to squirt. No, it's a metaphor. It's truth. It's just like, I was burned alive by these people. And I had witnesses like you guys. Hey, Marty Leeds, $1,200 is going to make a great chicken coop. Hell yeah, Marty Leeds. Because they have to spill their seed back. Because, dude, this whole thing isn't working for them, for the machine. It's waking up people. It's what some people, old psychic bear here, he's promised more cocaine if he wears the mask. But it's like, yeah, that's why it's like, can I get a witness? You ever hear that in church? Can I get a witness? The brothers get it. They go, amen. Lock the bikes. Lock the bikes. Return the bikes. Can I get a witness? Dude, witnesses are powerful. You need witnesses. Did you witness the burning of the good man? And if you stay silent at that point, you end up like this coke freak over here. Look at his mask. Such a sick bastard. The stuff, the blackmail folder that they have on him is unbelievable. You know, the blackmail folder. The grabbers that own old psychic bear, you don't even want to know. Don't worry, nothing has to do with kids. It has to do with his own anus and potatoes. That dude back there. He took a bunch of potatoes and he put them in his anus. And he wanted to dress up like Robin. I'm going to stop this line of joke. But snitches get stitches. $1,200 went to the homestead fund. Boom. And that's how you redirect your energy. The government is not in control of you. The government is a black hole. It's an empty vessel, nobody home. And there's good people in the government and we want them to be bears. We don't want them to. The employees of the government are not bad. That's a big problem that people, I think, have is they see the employees of the government. They're like, oh, they must be the bad guy. No, they're not. Their resilience and their morality is what's limiting the power of the octopus of this government. And that's why it's like we want base SWAT guys. We want based FBI guys. The FBI doesn't have to be the way it is. And the morality within, that's why the most twisted agencies are the ones with like a gamma hive, like, you know, 500 total. I'm not going to name some of these agencies, but let's just say they had some run-ins in Idaho, whatnot. You can see the dynamics of how it operates. You have like 500 to 1,000 total people, and they have their own culture that sucks. And they just keep wanting to bust the bad man. And those are the parts of the government. But we want those guys to turn it around, you know? Alphabets, yeah. Yeah, yeah, someone just named it. Breathing Bear just named it. Like, those guys, like, they need to seriously turn their act around. Their culture is all about, like, twisting and busting good dudes, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someone else got it. Yeah, Papa J Bear gets it. DJs used to choose the music that they played. Interesting. 1200 going to drilling a well on the homestead next week. Thank you, God. Boom. Boom. Using ours to free ourselves from debt prison. Yes. My mailman wears his mask on his chin. He gets it. Right. He gets it. Like Dr. Faustian here says, Dr. Faucian says Americans can invite Tinder dates over to their homes, but only if they're willing to take the risk. So anybody that believes a man like that is begging for the machine to take the freedom, because, okay, so right now, and I know a lot of you guys know this, but I'm preaching to the people that don't yet, because these streams go far and wide. Dr. Faust, he's saying that you can solicit blowjobs from strangers, like a 1950s homosexual. And that's okay. It's on you to take the risk. But a dad and his son playing catch in a park is too risky. Okay, are you starting to understand that this isn't about what they hate you? It's not even necessarily personal. No, I'll take that back. It's not about that they hate you. It's in his world that makes total sense. In your world, that makes no sense. Okay, stop waiting for the cavalry to come. Stop waiting for Dr. Faustian to change his mind and his worldview. No, he's a midget grabber, and he wants the world to be more like what he sees the world as, which is anonymous BJs are worth the risk, and playing catch with your son is not. And he wants to make that decision for you. He wants to say, no, I get to decide that you guys should not be able to play catch in a park, but if you want to solicit a broken woman for oral, I mean, that's a risk you should take. All right. And I'm not saying this to keep the trauma cycle going of like, can you believe that? I'm so sick of that shit. Yes, I can believe it. It's every logical way of thinking results in, and I would assume that that's what he would say. And so what now? Do you just sit and complain and wait? No, you realize what your power is, and it's infinite. Wow, that is dark and deep. Right, right. Right, and a lot of people can't see this because they don't accept how dark it is. But until you accept how dark it is, you don't see how light it is. You don't see that one candle in a cave, all the shadows flee. One candle. That's why one man with God is the majority. That's why old Sidekick Bear keeps trying to rat me out to the deep state to get more coke. And they don't even, there's nothing they can do because I have to take tickets for them to get me. You understand? And so Sidekick Bear just keeps trying to put me in a compromising situation. He's like, but Big Bear, don't you want to do cocaine with me? I'm like, no, Sidekick Bear, that's how you ended up on a stool without any legs. Fauci is a fan of the frozen potato treatment, big time. People are afraid to admit evil exists. Right, right. They're so, because they don't want, it's so painful. But when you do, you know, and then other people get obsessed with it, like Bitchy from Boston, where he's like, they're coming, they're always coming. You know, he's probably seen evil, he's admitted evil exists, and now he's in a trauma cycle and he's trying to pull good people down with him. There's another way. You know, where you don't just get obsessed with evil. Oh, evil, 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 evil. Look at these people. They're coming. That's trauma. You know, so you have the people that won't admit evil exists. And then you have the people that all they want to talk about is how evil everything is. Because that's how they soothe. Because actually planting and growing, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, plant and grow. Either they haven't been shown that yet, or it's too painful. You know? They're coming. FEMA. It's like, dude, he saw evil, and he can't stop reliving the trauma. And the reason I mock him is because I don't want others to follow that pan flutist off a cliff. And I want him to see this too. I don't want to just mock. It's not that I hate Bitchy from Boston. I want him to snap out of it. I want to help him break that cycle. You know, when you first see evil, some people like Pizzagate and stuff like that, some people couldn't handle it. So they just kept going, we everywhere, everyone's a pedo, this is a pedo. It's like, okay, now what? How do you stop pedophilia? You become a good father. How do you stop starvation? You get a garden. Right? Prisoners facing much, much, much worse. Guys, this is a great time to be alive. In the 70s, if you said this stuff, me or Marty Leeds is in the chat, or Weiss or any of these guys, they put you in a padded cell and no one ever saw you again. And you probably killed yourself to make the pain go away. We're standing on the shoulders of giants. And don't disrespect them by being miserable. Don't disrespect them by spending all day being scared. They actually had to face, like if you talked about Steven Spielberg in the 70s, they put you in a padded room and they broke your mind with electric shock and no one knew. The newspaper every day was still like, we're freeing Vietnam. Dude, appreciate what you have now. Appreciate what those people did to allow you to speak. And knowing me, I would still say it. I wouldn't be able to have my children with me right now if I was in the 70s. They would put me in a room because I don't have an off switch. I know what those people went through. And so they didn't do it in vain, and they're not dead, guys. There is eternal life. There is. If you take the shame and guilt ticket, there's eternal pits, despair pits. So don't do that. And I understand what Richie from Boston is doing. But my advice for Bitchy from Boston is to start a survival channel, and it's called How to Stay Obese in the Wilderness. Because as we all know, Bitchy from Boston is very overweight. And I know he has wilderness survival skills because people keep writing to me, how dare you go after Bitchy from Boston? Doesn't he teaches people how to survive in the wilderness? The most powerful thing Richie can teach people is how to consume 30, 40,000 calories a day off the wilderness, because that is what would allow him to stay so whale-like. Guys, if you're taking wilderness survival skills from an obese person, can you just ask yourself, maybe this is wrong? If someone's like, oh, I'm to survive in the wilderness, you're going to have to consume thousands of tons of berries to keep the blubber. Wilderness survival from a fat person is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But again, Bitchy, if you want to make some more coin, because I know that's what motivates you, that and fear, start a wilderness survival, because what a lot of other fat people want to know is how do you consume 30,000 calories a day from foraging nuts and berries from the wilderness? Because you're a wilderness survival guy. How do you keep that level of obesity up when you're out in the wilderness facing the zombie apocalypse? Don't forget your survival ration of Pepsi and donuts and fear, you stupid fat bastard. Plus, the berries will give you uncontrolled shit. Right. Belly laughing. Yeah. Want to know what cures cancer? Laughter. Laughter is the best medicine. Oh, forget that. Let's take a syringe and stab it in our anus. Why? Because Bill Gates, the eugenicist with the crooked back and the grabby hands, whose dad started Planned Parenthood, he knows what's best for me. All right. Yeah, what I want Richie to teach us is how is he going to stay fat in the FEMA camps? Laughter works out the abdominals. Yeah. How to grow Skittles by Bitchy from Boston. He's like, here we are in the wilderness. The world has ended. I've woke people up to the reality. So here I am. Okay. So what we have to do is forage. First thing we're going to do is fucking kill that guy over there because he's got some Skittles. And then we're going to forge through his pockets and now with my survival knife. And then that guy over there, that fuckface over there, he probably works for FEMA. So I'm going to stab him in the back. And then I'm going to eat what's in his pockets. This is survival with Bitchy from Boston. It's whatever's in their pockets. And you just shove it in your mouth. And that keeps you from crying and facing reality. Bitchy would make a nice laughter burn serious calories to Bitchy. Oh, yeah. If Bitchy from Boston just simply laughed the fact that he has gooky chinky eyes, even though he claims to be Italian, he would lose weight. He would just look like a Tartar legend. Why, thank you. But BB, it is a tactic. If you're obese, you already have all the calories you might ever need. That's not true, by the way. fat people starve the fastest. A lot of people don't realize that. And I'll get emails. You have no idea the emails I get. How dare you? I'm 400 pounds and that's how I'm going to survive. No, no, no. Your organs shut down. That blubber doesn't get transferred into usable energy. It destroys your organs. It's like that blubber comes from addiction. Dude, I have blubber. I have addictions. I'm addicted to food. I'm dealing with it with fasting and shit. It's an uphill battle. I get it. But it's like the blubber. Like I have blubber on my, you know, people call it dad bod or whatever. Fuck that. I have blubber on me. I'm starting to run and swim again and shit though, but whatever. It's an uphill battle. You know, Richie from Boston has a bit of a bigger hill of a battle, but you can lie to yourself all you want and say, oh, all this fat on my gut that I didn't used to have, that's going to help me survive. No, it won't. That's a result of addiction. That's a result of trauma. That's a result of non-harmonious living. Fact. A lot of mine comes from sleep. Like when my sleep, I've been getting unbelievable sleep lately, and that's one reason why I'm feeling really good. When your sleep's interrupted three times a night, that's one reason why moms can gain weight. It's not food. It's how you live. And so if you're up and down, your circadian rhythm's out of whack, your insulin's out of whack, and boom. You know? And then you can shed it. Dude, you can shed weight really fast if you just stop with the addictions. All right. Me too, Big Bear, and Epic Dreams. Yeah, dude, I've been having dreams too. I got a six-pack right under a 24-pack. Nice, Tundra Bear. It's waste. Yeah, yeah. That's why it's called the waste. So many hysterical jokes in the chat. Yeah, everybody's crushing. Harness shame to spiral up. Yes. If they go into ketosis, they can get food energy. Oh, okay. If you want to theoretically get theoretical. If you can trigger ketosis in your fat, I'm not talking about Richie. I'm not talking about whales. I'm talking about dudes like me or maybe you guys who have some blubber. If you can trigger ketosis in a starvation situation, which I don't know how you would do without, you know, your endocrine system spiraling, maybe it can start fueling its, I don't know. All I know is the blubber will shut down your organs and it will make it so you don't process properly. Because I'm really a dick, give me a coin. Slaying of demons, unroll the finish line, right? Meth for a double win. They would smell like rotting flesh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's keep going here. Well, good news for old Billy boy, Billy Go Gates here. His crowds are getting smaller, as you can see here. People are finally listening. Crowds are getting smaller. For those of you just listening, it's a circle of Rogans. And for those of you that don't know, a Rogan is a midget. So right here, you have a circle of Rogans because the crowd is getting smaller. As you can see, this highlights the concept of the Faustian way of speaking. If someone says, oh, you want your crowd smaller? And you go, yes, I'll do anything. Okay, here's a crowd of midgets. But I thought you meant less people. No, 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 no. When you're dealing with emptiness, it will give you the worst possible result. I want smaller crowd. Okay, here's a crowd of midgets. Okay, so when you're begging for this, like this, right? They're going to put, Poland may start sending teachers to jail for turning kids gay. Look through this headline and just say, oh, now they're trying to give the government the right to put teachers in jail for grooming kids. Guys, grooming isn't bad. Grooming for sexualization is bad. Grooming for warriors, grooming for strong men. What if you said a football coach was grooming someone to be violent? Don't give them that. They will turn it around and say, oh, smaller crowds. Well, here's a crowd of Rogans. Look at these filthy midgets. Look at them. No offense to the midgets. I'm sure some are wonderful people, but I'm a bit of a height supremacist. All right. All right. Like, look at this. You can still get BJs from Tinder, but you can't play catch with your boy. Consensual grooming. No, grooming is parenting, guys. Really think about what they're saying. Oh, grooming gangs. A grooming gangs could be three coaches. What does grooming mean? It's like same with propaganda. Oh, propaganda is bad. Really? So planting seeds is bad? So propagandizing for growing an idea is bad? You sure? You want to tell that to the Christian martyrs? When they went to other areas and spread the word of Jesus Christ, is that bad? Guys, preaching is propaganda. Oh, rabbit, no, it's not implied that it's evil. You're making it evil. You know, assuming everything is evil comes from trauma. I understand it. I've done the same thing. 6 months ago, if I had seen that Poland article, I would have been, yes, yes, Poland, crushing. Dude, I now get what they're doing. It's grooming means preparing. Yes. And if a teacher is preparing someone for sodomy, that's bad. If a teacher is preparing someone for strength in battle or life or growing, you know, if I'm teaching my kids about, right now I'm grooming my kids to be better farmers. Is that bad? You put me in jail? No. You're so right, Big Bear. Thank you. They used to have grooming schools. Right. What about grooming with haircuts? Assumptions are messy. Assumptions come from narrow vision that comes from trauma, and it allows the darkness to keep growing. It comes from people without feet. You know, the lie has no feet. They cut off the feet, and they throw it. They throw the truth down the well. Listen to Crow talk about that one myth, the myth of the truth being sent down the well, because when CNN first started, they had a story of baby Jessica down the well, and she was missing part of her foot. And people will say, oh, that doesn't mean anything. Oh, my God. Dude, it's how they think. They have to show the people what they're doing so that they feel a karmic release. And so they did baby Jessica down the well, the truth down the well, and the truth came up without feet. She was missing toes. And so anybody that understands what that is says, oh, this is fraud. This is now a lie. And so then when you go, oh, CNN just reported, I have to put a mask on my face. You don't have to put a mask on your face. The truth went down the well, and what came back up is like out of the movie The Ring. What came back up from the well was a lie, was upside down. I propagandized the message of Christ. Exactly. That's what propaganda means. Like, stop assuming. Like, think about how many people have been labeled pagans that simply had, that simply reconnected to their ancestral traditional roots of healing and eating from your actual land. And think of the people doing it, living in their honeycomb, nonsense environments, calling people like me heathens, pagans. But guys, pagan just means farmer. That's all it means. Black magic, witchcraft, shit like that. You can say that and be like, oh, that person practices, you know, black magic. And be like, oh yeah, fuck that. But when someone just says pagan, it's the same with villain. That meant villager. And so they get you to not look into the meanings of your own. I'm a pagan. I'm a pagan too. I'm also a Christian. I grow my own food. I'm a farmer. I honor my traditions, my ancestor. I honor the reality of God's creation. To go against God's creation, not look and really marvel at it, not worship. That's another way they get people, is you're like, you know, if someone's giving reverence to a tree or a plant or something, oh, he worships it. He worships it. The fuck are you talking about? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's worship. Meanwhile, they're drinking Pepsi and jerking off to pornos. It's just like the propagator bard, right? Jesus said, pick up your cross, not sit back, relax, and enjoy. Right. Pick up your cross. Carry your cross. I love that. I'm striving towards being a pagan Christian. Yeah, a farming. Dude, America's heritage is pagan. How fucking dare you? Dude, our heritage is homesteading. Homesteading. You go to church, you know, and you grow. And that's called witchcraft by people who want to control your food supply. Do you need to smell the stench of the bodies to understand what I'm saying? Or can you correct in time? Richie sounds like a Macy's parade balloon, the goblin. Well, I'm trying to help him out. I mean, if he wants to get really famous and, you know, really escalate his channel, he should start a wilderness survival guide for people who want to stay fat in a grid down situation. When the grid goes, the Puritans were pagans. Dude, every single one of your relatives past your baby boomer dad and mom were pagans. My great-grandparents had an outhouse and a garden. That's where they got all their food. You know how you hear that people lived on a dollar a day in today's money? How do you think they did that? Farming. Understanding medicine that grows in the ground around you. So who do you think would want to make you think that someone has to wear one of these retard masks and be mask-tarded, like Sidekick Bear over here, to give you advice on how to take care of your family and your body? If you know about medicine, it's evil. Why? Because you have to take the chemotherapy and the vaccines or else you'll get sick. What? You have to give me all your money. You have to give me thousands of dollars a month for the insurance just so you're insured, so you know you're going to be safe. And then we're going to give you petroleum-based pills that kill more people a year than COVID-19 would kill in 1,000 years. And then we're going to... Dude, it's so evil that people can't see it. Amazon owns Whole Foods, sneaking in GMOs, grow your own food. Dude, grow your own food, man. And your vision will increase. Witchcraft is a gravel term. I'm not ready to get into that yet. I'm still dealing with pagan. All right. Aspirin was originally derived from willow tree bark. Right, and then Bear weaponized it. Jiu-Jitsu Bear crushed a sweet backyard, self-sustained bear respect. Yeah, you don't need a lot of land, guys. You don't need a lot of land. Everything you see behind me is 3 acres. And then I have some wilderness that I'm going to leave forever wild. But 1 acre, a half an acre. Dude, my mom has 1/8 of an acre. She's had a garden since I was a child. If you're in a prison cell and you sustain a mouse or one plant, you will have more mental clarity and better vision and better thoughts than any of these retards squirting in a honeycomb. Willow tree bark is great for pain, but right. Anyone familiar with, I don't know what you're talking about. I got more stuff for you though, I think. My brother's reaction to all of this in New York, my brother lives in New York State, is this. He just made a giant fire. That's how you do it, man. My brother's a genius. You know, I'm a little too like, I go head on in some of this stuff, which isn't always necessary and probably a waste of time sometimes. He's just like, I made a fire. It's hilarious. Which one's, oh, this is a great meme. Bitchy from Boston should read this one. Sometimes the thing holding you back, and it's a picture of a horse called the people, and I'm the is in your head, and you see a flimsy plastic chair that says, COVID 1984, medical tyranny, new world order, the new normal, government, draconian nuts, DNA gathering, digital currency, 5G rollout, Chinese style surveillance. It's a plastic chair. How far is he from the Catskills? Dude, he's way up north. He's 6 hours north. I used to live there. In the middle of the Adirondack Mountains. Seems a top man, your kid BB. Oh, my kids are awesome. All right, I'm gonna read some mail in a second. But again, is this far enough off insanity? The moon may have stretched early Earth into a potato shape and plunged into Uranus. I know it hurts to admit you've been duped, but the pain of staying in the lie is way worse. All right. Let me read some mail. You guys having a good time? Here we go. The surveillance thing makes me laugh. Don't you know they're watching? I'm like, yeah, watch me crush. Exactly. It's so funny. Don't you know they're watching? I'm like, Jesus. Yeah, dude, I have to work on my patience with people. But don't you know? Unbelievable. And just be like, yeah, I'm watching them too. What? Do you know how many, I don't even want to get into it. Do you know how many like alphabet agency type people have come in here to surveil and they become bears? I know so many hilarious things about reality that I don't always get into because it's just not my place. Let them watch you crush. Guys, they're human beings. Who do you think is at these places? Oh, they're just empty vessels of pain. No, they're people with shitty jobs. Dear Owen, happy Easter to you and your family. Congratulations to you on your impending addition to your family. Well, bitchy from Boston, why would we have a baby when it's just going to be born in a FEMA camp?
I have to sustain my 30,000 calories a day, or else I'm going to starve from the FEMA camp. Hunting and gathering at FEMA camp takes a lot of skill. You just come up on someone with Skittles in their pocket and you stab them in the back. And then you forage in their pockets for Skittles. And then you squirt. That's Richie from Boston. I don't even think he's from Boston. I love watching your streams whenever I get a chance to watch, which isn't often enough. Keep up the great work. Ken. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for the gravel for my babble as well. Because we want to set up an alpha camp for the bear trail. I want to buy land and set up a place where people can have yurts. If in 6 months we haven't, don't get mad at me. These are dreams. But that's what I want. Big Bear, I've been following you for over a year and listening. My daughter and 4-year-old grandson are out in the planting spinach and butter crunch lettuce. This is how we are getting through the plandemic. For you, we are grateful, and your ideas and words are an inspiration. I am sending a Grabla Moon propaganda article from the local college and print of a painting I made. Love to you and your family, Broom Sweep Bear. I think I'm going to read in the really fun way like I today. Wow, that's very pretty. I love the colors. Here we go.
Legendary Lunar Steps and the Mission to Mars.
Legendary Lunar Steps and the Mission. All right, hang on a second. Let's take a look at this.
The Metropolitan.
More like the Cosmopolitan, if you know what I mean.
Grabbers.
All right, what we got here?
Moments in history, Apollo 11 moonwalk.
Hey, look, it's three liars, the trinity of lying. All right, I know how they lie. I've seen enough for many lifetimes. He has the six. Oh, thank you, Connington Bear. The underground gravy train. Yeah, the underground bear road. Dude, it's all about land. Owen, I've missed you. Finally found you again on BitChute, and your 4/9/2020 show was super great. Between you being hilarious and your playing great song 6 Million, that was one of your best ever. Hope you can play more of his unbelievably great songs to wake more people up. And thanks so much for the great Christmas card and picture. You and your family are the best. Carol. Oh, I didn't mean to give you a dude's voice, Carol. Thank you very much. Ooh, Salt Lake City. Nice. Love Salt Lake City. We just got ducks. Goats are next. Awesome. All right. Also subscribe, Mom. Yeah. Subscribe to all that stuff. Thank you, Scooter Bear.
What's next? Is it Simply Jane?
Wow. Thank you, everybody, for the gravel for my babble. Oh, that's a big bear and his family right there. I love it. Dear Owen, here's a quick timeline. Raised with good dose of Logos on small farm in upstate New York. Where? I'm from upstate New York. Seduced by lollies and fancies. Became bleeding heart liberal lefty. Quit medical school after 3 years in disgust over perversion of the field. Eyewitness to several research frauds.
I mean, but several studies have proven that you need to clip the dicks and eat the clip dicks.
Moved to Mississippi to be public school teacher in ghettos of Jackson. Married with kid in a year after moving. Husband brought me back to Christ. I'll read in a different voice now that I know you're a woman. 11 years teaching in the ghetto led to susceptibility to Shapiri rhetoric, led to dramatic shift in traditionalism, led to Crowder when I got sick of Shapiri's voice and face, and led me to watching you. Well, after that, we just bought 4.5 acres. Oh, 4.5 may be my favorite size of homestead. Nothing much, Nothing much, just a double wide trailer. Dude, that's how you live. And some woods, but it's ours. After 10 years of pissing money down the drain with rent and a year in an RV saving, it's our pride and joy. Me and Amy were looking at some land yesterday, just around here, and we stumbled upon someone living in a trailer on one of the most beautiful plots of land I've ever seen. And I was just like marveling at their way of life. It was a trailer, but it had the best, like, a view that is like mind blowing. And the air was etheric, and they were chopping wood and all. And I was just like, wow. That's a very, very valid way of life. If I was to recommend something, trailer on land you own that you bought with cash, around people you know and like, is a very legit way of life. You know, don't spiral about building a house. Don't spiral about, man, how am I supposed to, dude? Well, unless you live in like really cold regions, but you might have a way around that too. But like, you can live all over your land. It's like, you know, that can be the place to sleep and all that stuff. And then, you know, campfires every night. Guys, it's so fucking cool. No debt. You know, trailer parks can be a little suffocating and grabbled. They want to keep you attached to their plug. But the trailer itself is a very, very cool way of living. Well, after all that, we just bought 4.5. All right, I quit teaching in public school, realizing I had been giving more of myself to kids in the hood than I was to my own homeschooled brood. I'm now home with them and never been happier. We have endless excursions, and because they overhear my daily viewings of the stream, my kids say things like, want to get banned, or nobody's having more fun than us. Love it. My 10-year-old son tortures his sister with endless, how dare you remix. The great Anchor Bear did that. Who's doing the soundtrack to my documentary, which is awesome. I'm writing to thank you. Without your truth gravy tsunami, my journey back to my children may have been delayed by years, if not indefinitely. We're unauthorized.tv subscribers and merch purchasers, but I figured I'd return some of that gravy via Super Chat. The din of your voice in our living room has given me the opportunity to have conversations with my homeschooled children about laughable NASA, nonsense Hollywood, the definition of unauthorized, and how they realize mom and dad aren't the only kooks who believe in flat earth. It sounds wonderful. And for people that sometimes get upset that I swear, I understand that with really, really small kids, like 3, 4, 5-year-old, the world has gotten extremely vulgar. So just understand that this is an incredibly better place for them to watch than Netflix, Hulu, pornos, all that, video games. It's better. That's why I don't mind doing 4 hours a day, because it's a really valid alternative to Howard Stern in the morning and squirting all day. You have to speak honestly to get through to people who are living in a lot of these worlds. May I be verified as Bethy Boo Bear? Welcome, Bethy Boo Bear. Sincerely crushing from Mississippi, Beth and family. Read off camera, no problem. Wow. Good to hear, though. Yes, love it. God bless her. All right, keep going. What about concave earth? I don't care at all, Lady QAnon Bear. I see why your husband pretends to be deaf. Dear Owen, Tall Learner Bear here. I know my bear name is close to another older bear's name, but it's the name you gave me during my last letter, and I don't have the heart to change it. Keep it. I have the same name as Owen Wilson. Maybe the Skagit Valley area is a great area to look into. Okay, sweet. Reporting from the front lines of Dallas, Texas. You are absolutely right about police not being able to enforce their own laws. DPD has been short-staffed ever since the Back the Blue shootings,
And now that they aren't responding to non-life-threatening calls, how in the world are people expected them to enforce the self-quarantines? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous isn't the word. It's way, way more than ridiculous. But I get it. People are traumatized. All right, anyway. You're also spot on about women following strong men. I just joined my church's service team when they cucked. Now the only people who will hang out with me after work are the Mexican maintenance guys. Albeit they're a little shorter than I would like, I feel, see, you're letting another Tartarian go to the Mexicans, whites, because you're cucks. This is how women are. I feel way more comfortable and protected with them than I do with my female childless managers who freak out over every single headline they read on Yahoo News. Right. This is why the whites are being replaced. I mean, do I need to be... It's all good. God bless the Mexicans for still crushing.
Oh, how dare you? You have to condemn them and squirt.
No. I respect strength. We're just hanging out, grilling steak. No one is having more fun. This whole pandemic has reminded me how much I want to get out of the big city. I've been thinking about getting an online job and moving out to West Texas or at least out of the Metroplex. Doing it on my own does make me nervous, but as single lady bears only have so many options. I know, because all the whites are home jerking off and fake coughing. It's just unbelievable. And then I'm the bad guy for being like, oh, Mexican, strong family dad. I get it. If the whites want to cuck, if the whites want to squirt and cough and go, your women won't want to be around you. Women won't want to be your friends. Women don't want to be your lover. They fucking hate you. And as soon as somebody is like, these guys are fucking stupid, man. Let's clean up. They're like, great. And nobody fucking understands that. I mean, they do, but it's like, all these young men think they need money. It's just like strength. A woman would leave their billionaire boyfriend or husband or whatever for a maintenance worker. Or at least bang them. Fact, bang them. I don't know about... Some women get addicted to the lollies from the billionaires. But, like... So many men think that, like, you have to be rich or chiseled or something. No, strong. Strength. It's insanity, dude.
I'm strong. I go to my church until they shut it down because of COVID-19.
Well, what'd you do about it?
Of course, I just watched my pornos. And now, women are bitches. They just leave me. Women are all bitches and whores. They're all spoiled. They're all sluts.
No. You are a squirt boy. Isn't Dimitri still supposed to be muted? Dimitri's only allowed to do emojis. If Dimitri does anything but emojis today, just immediately mute him. Mods. He's only allowed to express his emotions with emojis. Dimitri has lost word privileges for a little while, but I don't want to lose Dimitri. I really like him. Good women and their families won't care about money. My wife's mother asked for a large print of the Quran as a dowry. Right.
People are like, but the goddamn Muslims, they're taking up... Dude, I knew...
It's like... I knew white Christian Caucasians that were like, I almost went to a mosque because they were the only thing open. And then they closed. Like, understand that people respect truth and strength. They're like, I just want to be around believers. I know people like open carry Christian white dudes are like, yeah, all the churches were closed. So I almost went to this mosque because it was open longer. And then they fucking closed. And it's like, man, you know, you have to scratch some money. It's like, dude, stop. Like, that's why a lot of Muslim families are stronger than a lot of Christian Caucasian families. Because it's like the woman will be like, just give me a Quran, like a beautiful Quran. Who do you think survive? Who do you think actually has kids? Who do you think actually, like, it's not hard. It's not hard. Yes, BB, it was shameful to see the mosques closed. Yeah. But it's all good. Shit happens, man. Shameful to see the churches closed. It's shameful to see all of it closed. But it is what it is. I have a hard time around atheists. Well, Kyneton Bear, you have a hard time around anyone outside of Florida. Victim and tyrant are two sides of the same coin. Exactly, Vulgarian Bear. Well said. Oh, Dimitri just gave me one lemon to try and butter me up. Dimitri, you realize you just threw a penny at me. I open carry a gravy ladle. Nice, Upstate Bear. That's exactly how I knew I was going to marry my man. Boom. And the Squirt Boys will be like, oh, Big Bear. Trolls will be like, oh, Big Bear. Now, like, he's obsessed with Muslims. He's not a Christian. Because they can't face that they, as Christians, have to rise. They have to stand up and be strong. And because they can't, they use the Muslim as their whipping boy, as their tyrant. And then they can stay the victim. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a victim. I'm a Muslim. I'm not really. No, no. You have to be strong. Oh, but if I'm strong, I can't squirt. All right. You're also spot on about women following strong men. I think I read that part. This whole pandemic has reminded me how much I want to get. I read that part. Doing it on my own does make me nervous. You should not be doing it on your own. It's insane. It's insanity to me. But as us single lady bears only have so many options, if I wait until I get married, who knows how long that'll take, or if a man I marry in the city will even want to move to the country. Dude, you do your thing. I like your path, but it just pisses me off how weak a lot of men are. And the same people will come into Stefan Molyneux's chat and be like, "Men, or what's their stupid bullshit that they do? Men's right? What's the men's rights bullshit? Where they're like, oh, MGTOW, it's the women. The women are all sluts. MGTOW. It's like, those men are walking right past women like this. That are like, just save me. Someone please be strong. Please. It's like, MGTOW. Oh, she's probably a slut. Look at her wearing pants. She's spoiled. Oh, we gotta go back in time. Oh, it's like, you have no idea. You have no idea how much opportunity there is because of how many cuck men there are. I didn't used to be the best comedian in the world. I'm like the ship in fucking Forrest Gump, the only one that didn't break. And so now I get all the shrimp, don't I, Hollywood? It's so easy now. It's so easy. So many men just do this with their hand. They grip their shit and they just hunch over. Dude, this is the inner workings of so many men right now. Look at him. Look at Gates. Hunched, grabbling. If you can't take, okay, 5 minutes with any woman that he thinks is his wife or likes him or whatever, 5 minutes with any man, and that woman's gone, unless she just wants the lollies. I don't care how much money and how many syringes he has. That man is so weak. Look at him. And the world is so full of these dudes. And it's like, okay, hey fellas, if you can't out-get women when more than half the population looks like Sidekick Bear over here with a fucking maxi pad on their face, hunched over, gripping, and shaft whacking. Like, don't blame the women. They're just waiting for you to lead. They're wearing these ridiculous outfits and fucking, abortion's great. But, dude, they're just waiting for one dude just to be like, no. And they're like, what? Like, no, abortion's murder. Oh, how dare you? No, it's murder. How dare you? Oh, I love you. I fucking love this guy. Take me out of the city, please. And that's a fact, dude. You can lie to yourself all you want and say it's all the women. Oh, the women. And women can lie to themselves. Actually, no, a lot of it is the men. The men have to lead. Oh, the men are thick. And then the MGTOW will go, well, you emasculate the men. How are they supposed to lead? Fucking lead. They're going to talk shit for a bit. They're going to talk shit. They're going to be like, oh, how dare you go against my bitch friend's fucking opinions. Just say, dude, sometimes it may take months. It may take you not being around her anymore. And then she'll call you. She'll text you. She'll be like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I thought you said I was a bigot. Well, I was raped again. So I'm just going to go with you now. All right. I'm learning to bake bread, make kefir, and kombucha. And next is kimchi. The thought of learning to knit terrifies me, but I'm going to give it my best shot. I love this woman. What you always say about building communities has become more important to me than ever. However, meeting bears on Instagram and praying they live nearby isn't cutting it anymore. I'm sorry. On behalf of the bear men, I apologize for them. For that reason, I've created an email solely for meeting local bears and crushing together. Owen, can you read this on the stream? Yes. By the way, don't meet up with them alone in private. Because there's predators. Even a predator can say they're a bear and not be a bear. So just be safe. Goddamn men everywhere just leaving these women. For the bears living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who want to start building a network, please email me at tallearnerbear@yahoo.com. For the gammas listening who want to troll, don't waste your time. My patience is low and my banhammer is strong. I can't wait for a man to allow you to feel feminine again. It sounds like she has to do the fighting and the growing at the same time. It's fucking pathetic. But Dallas is Texas. Don't mess with Texas. Don't you mess with Texas. Dallas. Dallas is where Steven Crowder lives. He's so strong with his squirting. Anyway, just like Big Bear always says, know 10 good people within 10 miles. Tall Earner Bear or Werner Bear? No, T-A-L, I gotta hang on a second. I might have your email wrong. It says Tall Earner Bear, but is it Tall Werner Bear? Is there three L's? Anyway, just like, all right. Owen, thank you so much for everything you do for us, for reading our letters, for communicating with us, and for showing us your family. I hope one day be even half the wife and mother Amy is. God bless you. P.S. If any local bears want to throw a Texas barbecue, I make amazing jalapeno poppers. God, what a catch. And meanwhile, people are like, I tried to talk to her on Instagram and she thought I was not rich enough. It's like, let me guess, you asked to see her tits? Well, I mean, how am I supposed to break the ice if I'm not squirting? I mean, I have to just go for it. That's what Stefan Molyneux tells me. So I sent a picture of my penis. Of course, it was micro and soft. My hair looks crazy right now. It's all right. I look kind of like Bert from Bert and Ernie because of my crazy rice patty hat. It's like, well, obviously, I led with being very sexually aggressive or extremely passive. I agreed with everything she said so that she knew I didn't want to send her a picture of my shaft. And then, right as she was being nice to me, you got it, picture of the shaft. At first, I just simply agreed with everything. And I just said, oh, Owen Benjamin, he sure is the greatest of all time because I knew she liked you and I wanted to, emotionally manipulate her. And then, when she was like, I'm so glad, yeah, of course I show my shaft because how am I supposed to squirt if I don't show somebody? Sound familiar? Sound vaguely familiar, Squirt Boys? And then they're like, how come no one likes me? Because you're five blinks away from... You would have been the guy in a trench coat whacking off in a park. Like 10 years ago, you would have been the guy in the trench coat whacking off in a park wondering how you're not getting a bride. I mean, if I don't show everyone my shaft and run away, I mean, it's their fault for not accepting me for who I am. Ugh. This is written. I don't know what any of that means. I don't care. I just don't have enough time to like write on paper. Alright, the napkin, I don't care. Next up. I'm trying to be super special, so I really stood out. No one cares. No, literally nobody gives a shit. Owen, although we haven't met in person, I've been following along since the Crowder days began as you left Los Angeles. I consider you to be a friend in many ways. Thanks for being hilarious and for gathering so many great people together into this community. You have positively influenced my life in a bunch of ways. Here are a few. Had our first child and moved across the country to raise her near her family on 2 acres. Working on planting a huge garden after building a deer-proof fence. Nice, those deer. They can be pesky little niggers, can't they? Working on planting a huge garden. Finish. Let's find it out again. I'm going to go back to Wuhan, China. Finishing our basement and not taking a loan for that. That's big. Those bankers sure can be a bunch of niggers, can't they? Oh, how dare you? That's racist against black people. What? Constantly giving me concepts to better understand the crazy behavior of many in our country and making me laugh hard and think. Man, the garbage truck discussion had me laughing until my abs hurt and reminded me of conversations I grew up having with friends around campfires. Love it. Sincerely, thanks and keep it up. I wanted to encourage you to write a blessing for your newest son's life. Here's the one I wrote and prayed over my daughter's moments after she was born. May your life be filled with adventure and your character with strength. May you speak the truth and always do so with grace. May you lead others towards Christ and follow in the same. May you be a refuge for the broken and a maker of the strong. May your life be filled with joy and your days marked with love. May the Lord bless you with wisdom and make you a reflection of his love. Amen, man. Amen. Keep crushing, Andrew, a.k.a. Wordy Bear. P.S. You are a good man and the world needs more like you. Thank you very much. That was awesome. Now let me open up some packages. Or else, how am I supposed to squirt? All right, let me see what this is. Blessing of a father, a powerful thing. Oh, yeah. Yep. Dude, it'll set ripples for the rest of your life. This looks pretty cool. What is this? Is it a cool little wallet thing? Yeah. Oh, a wallet. Another wallet. I think I'm a grab. I don't have that kind of money, my friend, to fill up your two wallets. I don't know. I think this is a... Let's just say it wouldn't fit around old Gatesy. Hang on a second. You gotta smile and stand up as good maskless men. Dave Weiss. Yeah, real men don't wear masks. Ooh, dude, yes. I love knives. Look at this one. Woohoo, look at that baby. Look, here's Bill Gates, and here's the Big Bear. Oh, I made Microsoft. I make macro hard. Oh. All right, what else we got here? Yes. Oh, another wallet. Made in Oregon. I can't wait to read this letter. This is great, man. Wow. The knife is mind-blowing. All right. Hi, Owen. I have knives and leather goods in my micro factory. Micro. Hilarious. God winks all the time, guys. All right. For now, can I be verified as Leathersmith Bear? Welcome. Also, your 10 friends, 10 miles is awesome. Any bears in Southern Oregon, contact me at... Come on, guys. Just the handwriting when you're trying to give me emails is absurd. At JM... Hang on, let's see what the name of your company is. Oh, I can figure this out. jmleathersmith.com. Contact at jmleathersmith.com. Hit him up and check out his business too. Bears Support Bears. The Jews figured that out a long time ago. It's called kosher. It's how they keep wealth in their own community. Meanwhile, the despair emerges like, how are we supposed to support each other? It doesn't mean just buy shit you don't need, but if you want a wallet or if you want a knife, you go to this guy. It's not that hard. Southern Oregon. Contact at jmleathersmith.com. You're doing great, kid. The bears are great. How dare you guys? Dude, some of the land I'm looking at is in Oregon. Dude, there's 300 acres in Oregon that have the Bears name written all over it. But I want to know what their regulations are and stuff. All right, last one. Bear Silk Road. It's just called the Bear Road. It's not silky. Okay, there's some plant. Where's the letter? Oh, here's the letter. Got it. Here's some manor. I need to build wealth in my community using Bitcoin. Okay. Just a currency isn't wealth. But if you have a plan, I mean, whatever. I don't know how that works. Why, thank you. That's very generous. Hello, Owen and Smith family. Sorry the monster truck event fell through, but I'm sure Walter had a great birthday either way. I flipped the tickets into a little grabble for your babble. Also enclosed are some Puyallup Valley raspberry plants, hence the logical ban on internet friends. These plants come from a strain that was grown in my family for over 100 years. Enjoy the plenty they will provide. I hope they're still alive. They look alive. From Hiking Bear. From High King Bear. Much love. See you on the next stream. And then, yes, thank you very much. What a beautiful family. All right, that's going to do it for me today. If you'd like to support the Bear, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv. The new doc is coming out very soon. It's also got all these streams on it. Me and Vox Day started this, and we're very glad we did, especially in these times. It's hilariously valuable now, and it's all because of you guys. Thanks for subscribing. It's been awesome. bitshoot.com/OwenBenjaminComedy and unbearablesmerchandise.com, and I will see you guys later. I might do a piano stream tonight. I might not. I don't know. Usually I do them around 6 p.m. I did a long one yesterday. It was fun. But, you know, I might just not today, though. I don't know. Again, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Follow everybody else doing streams or doing channels and stuff that mirror these, that make clips of these, that do cartoons. I'm not verbally going to say anymore because I don't want to put them on target list by the Grabbler. The hunchbacks who can't stop rubbing their hands and masturbating. I just like to make it a little harder for them, but find each other. You have the websites that Ursa Delta does. What is that? Bear Saloon, Bear Vibe. You guys have to alert each other where you're going to be and be discerning. You can always tell a gamma, you know, you can always tell somebody trying to psychotically, manipulate and profit. But this has been a pleasure as always. I will definitely be here again tomorrow, obviously 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every day. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And I'm so glad to see people starting to reach out to other bears to build local communities. Local, local, local. The land, the dirt. I'm telling you, this is a major opportunity time. Major. You can either end up like Sidekick Bear over here, this MGTOW whacking retard who works for the deep state. They have him shadowing me. They have this retard shadowing me and monitoring me for intelligence agencies. All he does is do coke and put potatoes in his anus. All right. Much love, everybody. See you guys tomorrow. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. All right.